Good evening, everyone. You're listening to KFAL 103.6 here in beautiful downtown Telephone Falls. You've been listening to Ben Kilburn, our afternoon DJ, playing his usual 20 same jazz songs that he's been playing nonstop for apparently decades now. I can always count on Ben to be playing that one Dizzy Gillespie song as I drive to work every evening. It's 8.02 p.m. and I'm Donald Sykes. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours, bringing you some local news and taking your requests and dedications. But first, we've got the top of the hour news and community announcements. A robot escaped from the Rat Shack Electronics Depot on Tuesday morning. This is the second incident involving robots at that location this year. As you'll recall, last February, a display robot attacked a child inside the store, but the robot was quickly subdued by store employees. This time around, the robot made it out of the downtown district and into a North Telephone Falls residential area where an elderly woman discovered the robot climbing in her window. Police were called and the robot was subdued by Officer Ryan Token.
When Officer McClanahan and I arrived at the location, the robots were in the kitchen making a bologna sandwich. We both tried to use our tasers on the robots, but it didn't seem to have much effect. When the robots lunged at us, we were forced to take them down using our firearms.
Seven shots were fired in the home, and the rogue robot has been taken into custody. Tony Simic, the general manager of Rat Shack Electronics, was unavailable for comment, but he did comment after the February robot attack, saying that their robots are completely safe, and the child was obviously taunting the display model. Katie Bobick from the Telephone Falls Water and Trash Utility Office asks us to remind residents that there is no competing water company operating within the city limits. A man selling water from the Oakview apartment complex was stopped from digging trenches in his neighborhood, where he was running water pipes into nearby homes for residents who had signed up for water service through his competing services. Although he has been stopped from providing water utility services directly into homes, he's still offering his services to local businesses needing their water jugs refilled for strangely low prices, and also runs a swimming pool filling business, again, for suspiciously low prices. But city officials have stopped him from offering direct water services into their homes. I think that's enough news for now. Let's go to the phones and take some calls, take some requests, and see what the listeners would like to hear tonight. KFAL, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, this is KFAL. You're on the air.
Really?
Yeah, you're on the air with Donald Sykes. Do you have a request or a dedication or anything?
Not really, not now.
Well, why'd you call then?
I didn't. You called me.
No, I didn't call you. Our phone rang here and I picked up. You called into the studio
and
line.
And our phone rang here and I picked up.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know so. Hey, I'm an 82-year-old woman. I'm not even listening to anything. Oh. Bye.
Oh, come on, people. If you want to make a request and dedication, don't get nervous when you call in. Just tell me what you want to hear, and I'll do my best to play it. KFAL, you're on the air.
Excuse me?
This is KFAL. You're on the air.
What?
Ma'am, you're on the air. You called into a radio station, and you're on the air. Do you have a request or dedication or anything?
No, I didn't call.
Oh, I think you did.
Did I?
Yeah, our phone rang, I picked it up, and you're on the air.
I don't want to hear it. Talk to my husband.
Hello?
Hello, this is KFAL. You're on the air.
On air for what?
You're on the air, 103.6 on KFAL.
I didn't call.
I think your wife called.
No, she didn't call either, she said.
Oh, I don't believe her. I think she's a liar. Did you have a request or dedication or anything?
Who the hell do you think you are calling my wife a liar?
Well, she obviously called. Our phone rang. I picked
Evidently
it up.
Evidently not.
Well, I don't know what your problem is. I'm just trying to do a show here. Holy cow. What is with people tonight? I guess we'll try one more. See what happens. KFAL, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. KFAL, you're on the air with Donald Sykes.
I don't know what you're saying.
You're on the radio, 103.6. Do you have a request?
What are you saying? I'll turn the TV down.
Oh, that's a great idea.
What are you saying?
You're on the air. Do you have a request or dedication? You're on the radio right now.
No, thank you.
But why would you call me then? All right, I know I said that was the last one, but I'll take one more call. One more call. Hopefully this will be an actual listener who's not too shy to talk to me. Really, people, I know I'm a celebrity. A lot of people, when I meet them in public and on the phone, they get a little tongue-tied, but it's okay to just call in, pretend I'm just a regular person like you, and make a request or a dedication. K-Fall, you're on the air.
What is who are you calling?
Oh, no, you called here. You're on K-Fall. You're on the air. You're on the radio right now. Did you have a request?
No, I did not call anyone.
Oh, you did too. Our phone rang, and now you're on the air.
I'm sorry, but I didn't call anyone, sir.
Well, if you don't want to make a request, why'd you call here for?
What? I did not call anyone. I haven't used a phone in the last 2 hours.
Maybe you're just old and you don't remember, but you called into the radio station.
I sure don't.
Aren't you?
I never called any radio station.
Aren't you a little old to be playing on the telephone?
I'm not playing on the telephone.
Well, if you're just calling in for no reason and you don't have a request or dedication or anything, then that's playing on the telephone.
Well, I did not call. I haven't used this telephone. If somebody else may have called, but I sure did not call you.
You're using the telephone right now. I just don't get it. It's like our number got switched with medic alert or something. I don't know. So I guess we're going to hold off on taking the live request for now, but luckily I do have an email request and dedication here from a Liz Darwin who lives across the river over in the city of Roy. She'd like to dedicate Ode to Alderaan by Glenn Case to her fiancé, Stephen Aspinwall.
Broadcasting news, sports, and music from Telephone Falls.
If your roof has a leak or if your floor has caved in, our professional workers will come to care of it. If you need a new trapdoor to your laundry room, we don't have to tell your landlord what we're going to do. We aren't licensed or bonded. We don't deal with permits. We'll install a pool for you and do it in a split. We are always discreet with our late night installs. Visit Royco in Telephone Falls.
Royco Construction will handle all of your construction and handyman needs, whether it be plumbing, roofing, work around the house, or heck, I'll even come over and mop your floors. Give us a call at 536-7859 for a free estimate, or come visit us on 8th Street right next to McDaverson's Grocery Store. Mention KFAL for a $10 discount.
Visit Royco in Telephone Falls.
I have kind of an odd public service announcement here. It just came into the email. The Telephone Falls Police Department has reported over a dozen instances of notes appearing on cars claiming that their car has in fact been dinged. A phone number has been included on all of the notes, and when called, the person answering the number attempts some sort of insurance scam on the residents, though police are still unsure of how the scam works exactly. Police are working with telephone company employees to track the location of the internet-based telephone number, but so far have not been able to. Unnamed Roy, possibly insurance fraud, really a sexual predator of some sort.
A telecom surveillance listening station number 6582.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the turtle that you guys found.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we found it.
So, okay, could you describe it briefly?
Do you guys know what it looks like? Can you tell me what you guys think it looks like?
Yeah, he's got a green, kind of like a green underside with a yellow. And then the shell is kind of like a brownish black green color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where you guys have lost it? Like, where did you guys lose it at?
I don't know. We have this pen set up for him in the backyard, and I think he climbed out of it like overnight. And we actually don't know how long he was gone for, so he could have gotten pretty far.
We found him on 8th Street. Are you by 8th Street?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm like a couple down from there.
Yeah, because I live behind the fire station.
Okay. I was actually going to ask, we actually had our turtle chipped.
A chip?
He's got a chip. Yeah, like a chip. And you'll be able to feel it if you kind of like on his underside, near his like genitals, if you kind of like feel that area, like rub that area, there's like a little lump, and if you press on it you should hear a beep.
Okay, let me go check. I'm gonna, because my grandpa, he put it in the back. Papa, I put on the human exchange turtle. The guy said that the turtle has a chip. Where's the turtle? In the back room? Because he said if you look underneath, the guy I put on Facebook, and he said if I look under there should be a chip.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to go look, sir. You said there is it like a chip device on the turtle?
Right. It's like embedded into his skin, like under his skin, kind of near his genitals. And if you, you might feel like a little lump. And if you press on it gently, you should hear a beep.
Okay. Let me see. There's the turtle. Okay. I'm going to put the phone down real quick, okay?
Okay.
I don't hear it. Okay, hold on. I could have you come by and look at it to see if it's your turtle.
Okay, yeah, I could do that. I'm just asking because this will be really easy. If you can activate the chip, I'll be able to tell right away. The chip isn't active unless somebody turns it on.
Let me see.
if you kind of just like rub around now near the tail, it'll probably click.
By the tail? Okay.
Yeah, like under the tail area.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. And it's underneath the tail, right? Okay.
Yeah.
The turtle! Oh my god, he scared me! Sorry!
Yeah, what are you doing?
Because like I'm trying to go underneath the tail. You said it's by the tail, and he keeps moving his back feet a lot. Oh, wow. Okay, it's okay. Oh. I could have you come by and look at it just to see. Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I think that did it. Okay, I think the chip's on right now. Actually, I think I can hear. Yeah, the microphone's working.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can actually hear you through the chip and the turtle.
Okay.
I have it on. I'm going to see if I can get the camera working too. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Wait, could you say something, like, directly, like, towards the chip? Like, say, like, test, test? Because I can't tell if it's coming through the phone or through the chip.
Okay.
Test. Oh, yeah, that's it. Ah, that's working. Okay, perfect. Oh, this is good. Oh, okay, so...
This is your turtle, yes.
yeah, it's actually... Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's pinging now. It's perfect. Okay, yeah, this turtle actually, I work for a, I work for the government, and this turtle has actually been optimized as a surveillance device.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so it's almost like a spy, sort of like a spy turtle, but the only problem is the part of the chip that's supposed to like tell him where to go, like the brain interface, isn't working. So the turtle just does pretty much whatever the fuck it wants to, and that's making it kind of difficult for us to get control of him.
Yeah, like he kept like coming, like because we're behind the fire station, and he kept going by the gate, like the back gate. He wouldn't.
Yeah, he loves gates. He loves gates for some reason. Yeah. I don't know. We call him Terrence. It's Terrence the turtle. So yeah, I think I could probably send a drone out to pick the turtle up, actually.
Okay.
But until the drone gets there, if I could just recommend whatever room you keep the turtle in, you should roll up a towel and put it under the door.
Okay.
He usually likes that. It kind of like keeps him, you know, he likes the towel thing.
Okay. Yeah, he's asleep right now.
Oh, really? He fell back asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen to the chip if he falls asleep with a chip on. We've never tested that before. When he was in training, he generally only slept for like 25 minutes a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a tough turtle. I mean, the agency trained him pretty well.
Yeah, he's awake. He's starting to wake up a little bit. I can have you come pick him up. Would you want to come pick him up right now?
Yeah, we could. The only thing is I'm kind of like on deep cover. I probably shouldn't drive over there. But we could send a remote controlled drone out to pick the turtle up.
Okay.
I think the procedure for that usually is if you go out into the backyard and if you put like a light, like maybe a flashlight or any sort of light on the turtle's shell and just hold him up in the sky. We can dispatch the drone as soon as you're ready.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to get a flashlight, right? Get a light?
Yeah, a flashlight or any kind of light that can sit on the turtle shell, and then you could hold the turtle over your head, and I'll dispatch the drone. And it should just come and pick the turtle right up. We've done this a bunch before. Turtle extraction is something we've been working on for a long time.
Okay. Okay, I have a light on my phone. Is that okay?
Yeah, that works perfectly. And if you just put the light facing up on the back of the turtle shell and just, like, hold them up there and let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Ooh, he's moving. Okay, it's okay. Let me do this. Okay, there I go. Come here. Okay. Oh, okay. Let me go bring my sister to help me. He's moving too quick. Let me see. Annalisa. Hey, I need you to help me. The guy's going to pick up the turtle, but I need you to turn the light on and hold it so I can hold the turtle. Okay? Yeah, we'll use this. but I need you to hold it for me because I'm on the phone with them. Come here. Okay, come here. And he said, get your shoes on. She's going to get her shoes on and just put the light on top of the turtle.
Okay. Yeah. Just it'll just make it easier for the drone to find it.
Okay. And Lisa, can you get my phone real quick? Make sure you don't hang it up. It's a touch screen. Okay. Yeah? Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Okay, now what do you want to sit in the back and have the light on top?
What yeah, just a light on or near the shell, and then just like hold it over your head, and then the locator needs to be activated through voice. So if you could just say PLA, that'll turn it on.
PLA.
Yeah, PLA. Just like say it nice and loud right at the microphone.
PLA.
Okay.
I need the light.
Did you hear a beeping come from the chip?
Very softly. Let me say it one more time. PLA?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm hearing it.
No beeping?
No. I heard like a little click.
Oh, a little click. Okay. It must not be firing all the way. Maybe say PLA go away. Hello?
He's undercover. It's an undercover one.
Really?
Okay.
Tell him to come and look at it.
He can't. He's undercover. He has to have somebody come over here and get it.
Somebody?
He is, but I have to have it. Anissa, I need the light. Okay. Okay. I have the light on top of the turtle.
Okay. Try saying PLA go away. Or PLA run turtle.exe.
PLA run turtle.exe.
EXE. Yeah. Are you hearing anything from the chip?
Mm-mm. I did hear a little beep, but not now.
Oh, you heard a beep earlier. Huh, that's unusual. Okay. The other option is we could activate the rotor mode.
Okay.
And how that works.
He's moving now. He's moving. Yeah, he's moving too much.
how the
okay,
rotor...
And how do you activate...
If you turn the turtle around in a circle, it should open the back of the shell up, and then a helicopter blade will come out.
The helicopter blade?
Oh, he's joking with you.
No, not that.
He's crazy.
No, hold on. Okay, hold on. Can you just send somebody over here? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
I can put the technician on the phone if that would help.
No, just tell him
okay,
to send somebody
okay. Yeah, we need to send somebody over. My grandpa's saying.
Okay, do you want to speak to the turtle technician?
No, just send somebody over.
Yeah.
To we ain't got time to be sitting around. Let's have a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want the turtle, just send him.
Send someone over. Could I get the address?
Yes. 30
Trent Street?
Trigg Street.
T-R-I-G-G.
T-R-I-G-G. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll have someone come and... Right. Our like, operating base is, like, probably two blocks north of there. And if I could have you, like, turn the chip off after I hang up, I would appreciate it because, you know, the chip isn't supposed to be left on because it can be picked up with a shortwave radio.
Okay.
Yeah, so just... To keep the country secret safe, you should probably turn the chip off. But I'll have someone come out as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Just say, yeah, PLA deactivate might help it turn off.
PLA deactivate.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I don't know. What the hell?
NSA Telecom Surveillance Listening Station number 6582.
I'm not sure. Tell Michael to try transponder B. Are we back? Hello, listeners. This is Donald Sykes, and
You're listening to KFAL 103.6 here in beautiful Telephone Falls. I'm not sure what just happened to our signal, but we seem to have experienced some sort of interference of some kind. Whatever it was, it did not originate from our station, and I apologize for whatever that was. It appeared to be a live telephone conversation, but we can't be sure about that. If the FCC is listening, especially Todd and Frank, because I know you always are, please be reminded that we were not the originator of the past 10 minutes or so of broadcast. It seems like I heard at least one curse word in there, but I assure you, listeners, and the FCC, that was not us. Wow, okay, I guess this is as good a time as any to wrap up the show. You've been listening to The Donald Sykes Show on KFAL, FM 103.6. By the way, the program director here at KFAL tells me that there's actually a podcast feed available of our broadcast now. It's on the KFAL website, which is located at telephonefalls.com/KFAL. Personally, I'm not sure I see the point in a podcast feed since most, if not all, of the music won't be included because of copyright reasons, making the show extremely short, but it is there if you're interested. We're going to end the show tonight with a block of three songs by a band called I Fight Dragons, who will be playing here in town at the Cactus Coliseum next month. Be sure to stay tuned after this block of music for Badfish's call-in show about blanket fort construction, care, and maintenance. I'll talk to you all again tomorrow evening at the usual time, hopefully with much less technical difficulties. Good night, Telephone Falls.
Coming to life. Whoa, oh, oh, I can't take it anymore. 'Cause they're crazy, but maybe they're right. Coming to life.